Front everybody steak. Wait.
Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
Michael from The Unclear, all the way from Dunners.
Do you like how John says your band name? Have you heard it a few times? It's cute as hell.
The Unclear.
I like it.
He doesn't. What you don't see is his heels actually leave the ground slightly. So
that's how it's supposed. You know, that's how it's supposed to be.
The Unclear.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you're after with that name?
I don't know what I'm after, eh? Just whatever anyone wants to put down.
He loves saying it. Fuck, he loves saying it.
Now, it's actually been a while since you guys have put out any music. I think the last thing you put out was with Sylvia Massey or Silver Massey on production.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Holy smokes, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That was unreal.
At Roundhead, was that?
Yeah, so it was the New Zealand Producers series that they were doing, and we got selected for that, and so Sylvia Massey was the producer, and she chose a couple of the demos that I'd sent through, and we went and recorded, kind of mashed a couple of songs together, and came out with Julius Caesar, which we released last 2018, I think it was it. So yeah, that was the last thing we did.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And you guys had also signed to a French label.
Oui.
As well.
Everything is bon.
Oui, très bon. so that sort of got finalised last year. So wheels were in motion for us to be in Europe this year, but obviously that's on hold for now while they're having their worst days yet of this
true.
Pandemic. They've just gone back into lockdown for two more weeks in Paris.
Wow.
Restaurants and bars, so. No end to the madness.
Yeah, it's funny, eh? We cute little New Zealand, a little island down here. I feel like we're kind of getting through it faster than everyone else or something for some reason. But.
Oh, for and after that first lockdown when we were kind of somewhat normal, I found it really hard to, I felt really, to knowing that everyone else was still going through it when we were sort of...
Hard to be stoked, eh?
Yeah, yeah, it was very strange.
What was your European tour going to look like?
Grim chat.
I'm curious.
It is interesting. Obviously, you'd go to France and meet the team kind of thing?
Or? Oh, well, we went last year in October and we played a festival in October last year. So that was like an industry festival. We did a showcase.
Cool.
And so I guess out of that we were booking. We hadn't booked yet, so I don't know exactly what it was going to look like, but that was what was on the cards. That's fine. It's just
were you going to base yourselves over there, or were you just going to do a run of shows?
Nah, just a run, but that's sort of contingent on an album release. So, and there's no point in us releasing an album if we can't get there yet. So. It's sort of just waiting.
Okay.
All right. But
everyone's waiting. We're kind of in a waiting stage.
You're about to do a run of dates through New Zealand, which is great because we're out of lockdown, and you've got a single on the way.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of the so because everything got put on hold, we decided we would release an EP. Which was re-releasing a few songs, but also.
Oh, are you still there?
Hello.
We just dropped out a bit.
Sorry, did I?
We lost you for a second.
Yeah, I can.
Apologies, mate.
I wonder if my lead's a bit dicky. Yeah. So this release is we're really fortunate. We're really happy to be able to do it because. You know, nothing like waiting.
Yeah, true.
Hey, now we've got you on board for a bit of a guest selection. You've fired through some tracks. Yeah. What have you chosen and why, and which one do you want to start with?
So I think the premise was that these were songs that have sort of are linked to a new single in terms of how it kind of has been inspired, and so I think these songs all kind of link into the writing of that single.
Interesting.
The first one, so the original demo I did was like, really like a melody with like with a piano behind it, and it had this kind of like, I don't know, like an ABBA quality, and so I kind of just tried to preserve some of that in the recording of the song.
It's hard to put your finger on that, though, eh?
It is.
What you did, is it the sort of slight disco, or is it harmonies, or, you know?
I still don't know. I think it was like a melodic shape, and then like a piano following the vocal melody or something. And then I went back and I was like, that feels like ABBA, and I went back and looked at. Tried to find an ABBA song that I meant. I couldn't really find one. You know, I was like,
it feels like what you thought ABBA was.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
So good.
I think that
powerful band.
Right.
Powerful band.
Yeah. Oh, power. Yeah, all power. Mm. And anyway, so Take a Chance on Me was kind of like the closest song I could feel to what I had in my head. So I think that's probably the most poignant first song to play.
All right, let's hit it. I'm pushing the button.
Cool.
If you change your mind, take a chance on the first in line. Take a chance, take a chance, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance, take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go, when you're feeling down. If you're all alone.
Take a chance on me. We can go
ABBA, Take a Chance on Me.
What a jam.
Inspiring the new Heart the Unclear.
Yeah. So good.
Now you're saying Strangers is out this week. It's out on Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Regarding the EP, have you re-recorded some old songs and freshened them up, or?
No, not for this EP. Unfortunately, it's just reinstating what was lost online. really?
What? Oh, right. Because yeah, you guys signed and then you got rid of all your posted up stuff, eh?
Yeah. Sorry, context.
That's
yeah.
That's
so we'd take both of our albums down off all streaming services and
start
and,
fresh.
Yeah. So we haven't had anything up for about 9 months or so.
Yeah, and, that's right.
So yeah, this EP re-release. Kind of have tied together a few of the songs in a new.
Do you know what's good about that whole story though? Is
what?
Radio, like, we've got you in the system, like all those tracks. You can't take them off us, kind of.
I know.
It's so good.
I know. I love that.
Because I'm like, wait a minute, we've been playing this.
I've got my CD. Yeah, you still got my CD at my house. How come you've taken them all down off the streaming services? What's the reasoning behind that?
So that was the label's call. They were preparing for re-release in the EU,
mm-hmm.
And so that's why, you know, we can't. They're waiting for us to be able to go over there to promote it.
Yes.
Until they put it back out.
Is that something that'll get like a vinyl run and that sort of carry on in the EU?
Yeah. I think so. But yeah, it just means don't know when that's going to happen. So we just decided to re-release some songs in the meantime. And
is that the police?
Can you see? Is it a fire truck or an ambulance?
Oh, I can't see. My office is up really high, but
I was just sorry, mate. We get distracted real easy on the show.
No, it's good. I'm curious about how long that wheel's been locked to the bike lock to the.
Oh, a while, man. So that's a sad little part of the uni, man. Like,
is it a lot of crime?
I came out, my helmet was missing. I was like, oh, someone's taking my helmet. That's all good. It's a terrible helmet. I'll just go look for it because they would have just realized it's crap and thrown it in the bush. So I was walking up and down the street a little bit, got back to my bike. I was like, oh well, I guess I'm riding my bike home with no helmet. And then it didn't start. Realized they'd ripped the whole front off and cut the loom. Been cutting the loom, they actually blew the fuse. So I put it all back together and tried to get it started, but the fuse was blown. So I ended up having to get my mate to come pick my scooter up, mate. That's the whole story there, the backstory of that.
No.
So,
I had a similar story where I moved to Te Rangi and then I was catching the train in from Newland.
Mm-hmm.
And first day I parked my moped outside the train station, came back and someone nicked the battery out.
Big bad Auckland, eh? Like, it's a different realm, bro. Like, it's the Wild West stuff here.
Totally. I did, like, walk home, get my car, come pick up my scooter.
Damn it.
Yeah, demoralizing stuff.
It's such a weird feeling, like the strife you feel in that. You're like, fuck, man, life's already hard. Why are you fucking me over like this? You know, just the poor robbing from the poor, you know, it sucks so bad.
This kind of ties in with this big thief.
That's good.
We've got lined up.
Should we bubble it up underneath? There we go.
Why have you chosen
shark's
this?
Shark smile, isn't it? Yeah, I listened to a. Over the last couple of years, been listening to a lot of Adrienne's songs, and as a lyricist, like she's the most incredible songwriter.
Mm.
And then the band puts all this dissonance around these like beautiful songs. So they're just like an incredible band to draw inspiration from.
Nice.
There's so much interesting stuff going on that you know. Yeah, I could listen. You know, I could listen to them. For days on end.
Well, here's 3 minutes anyway.
Yeah, that'll do.
She was a shark smile. Who won't ride on the moonlit light?
I keep turning the wrong mic on. Can you hear me?
I got you.
Yes. Hey, how does one go about striking up an international record deal with a French record label? How did that come to fruition?
Oh, I still don't know. So I
be a mint band, wait by the phone, I think.
I mean, I got an email that I didn't. I was like,
is that spam?
Yeah, basically.
Is someone fishing for my details?
Send us your bank account. We want to make vinyl for you.
Forwarded it to Theo and you know, is this spam? That's what I asked him. And then I talked to the label owner on the phone, and he basically said, "Well, come over, and if you don't like me or I don't like you, we'll." Go our separate ways, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So me and Theo went over and met with the label, and they were great. So that was that really.
Sweet.
Yeah.
There you go, John. That's the goss, man.
Mm. I don't know how it works. We just were very, very, very lucky. And
did he tell you how he discovered you?
Do French people love your music especially, or is it just that it's just in France and that's just part of the story and no big deal?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I think there's a space for it. I hope. Otherwise,
I feel like I can see it. I feel like I can see the connection there. Yeah. I feel like I can see it.
Well,
see the French vibe.
Yeah, I think there's more people.
I can't put
like
my
maybe,
finger on it,
I thought maybe, well, maybe because they like, they maybe because they speak primarily French, that maybe the accent was lost, which might be to my benefit.
True. Do you think you'll endeavour to learn language at all?
Oh, I've been trying to learn French.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, and today a bit, but no, I'm
it's
trying.
All you need is un baguette, jambon, fromage.
I think everything is
you're
bon
fine.
Well.
Just as long as you can get a sandwich.
Croissant.
Yeah,
you got to go early to get the croissants as well. They do tend to wipe out by about 11 o'clock.
Oh, that's a good tip, actually.
Just heads up.
Now, the next song you've pulled up for us is Fiona Apple. Is this off your new record?
Yeah. Oh, man. Such a goodie. The whole album's a banger. It's
Got a 10 out of 10 from Pitchfork. Like their first 10 out of 10 in like over a decade or something crazy.
We had a song on the playlist recently, but I haven't listened to the whole record myself. But yeah.
Yeah, it's really like, it feels really different. The vocals are all, there's a really percussive kind of aspect to the vocals. It feels like they haven't been overly labored on or something as well, which I like. It feels, and I think it is to an element, to a degree, DIY. So she's made this incredible album that's like, much she's recorded in her home.
Yeah, I heard that it was a home job.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it's like, you know, this song Kicked Me Under the Table, just an amazing image as well, you know, like at a dinner party where you know, kick me under the table all you want, I won't shut up. What a line. It's like I might have drunk a bit much wine, just kick me under the table.
I'll hit it. Here we go. Fiona Apple, Under the Table.
I would beg to disagree, but begging disagrees with me. I would beg to disagree, but begging disagrees with me. I told you I didn't want to go to this dinner. You know I don't go for those ones that you bother about. So when they say something that makes me start to simmer, that fancy wine won't put this fire out. Oh, kick me under the table all you want. I won't shut up. I won't shut up. Me under the table all you want. I won't shut up. I won't shut up. I'd like to buy you a pair of pillow-soled hiking boots to help you with your climb, or rather to help the bodies that you step over along your route so they won't hurt like mine. Kick me under the table all you want. I won't shut up. I won't shut up. Table all you want. I won't shut up. I won't shut up. And if I don't wanna go, leave me alone. Don't push me, cookie. Don't push me, don't you push me. If you get me to go and I open my mouth to the fucking mutton that they're talking about, you could pout, but don't you, don't you, don't you, don't you, don't you shush me. Kick me under the table all you want. I won't shut up. I won't shut up. Kick me under the table all you want. I won't shut up. I won't shut up. Kick me under the table all you want. I won't shut up. I won't shut up. Kick me under the table all you want. I won't shut up. I won't shut up. And if I don't wanna go, leave me alone. Don't push me. Don't push me, don't you push me. If you get me to go when I open my mouth to the fucking mutton that they're talking about, you can pout, but don't you, don't you, don't you, don't you, don't you shush me.
Fiona Apple. Yeah. Fucking telling, giving us the what for a little bit, eh, actually?
Yeah, totally.
Michael, what's the weather doing out the window, mate? Is it raining down there?
It's piss poor, yep. There is a haze settling over the city.
You're in Dunedin, correct?
Dunedin. There's a mist nestling over the Over the Hill.
Classic.
Yeah. Yeah. A bit wet. There's every time a car drives past it, there's a sound of shh.
Love
that. Reminds me of being in being talkative during the news when my parents were trying to watch it.
Is the whole band down there with you?
No. Ben's living down here, but Paul and Theo are still in Auckland.
Are you getting out and playing solo in Dunnes?
I am now and again, now and again, but it's not as enjoyable if I'm honest.
Mm-hmm. What's going to be the routine? Are you going to get the band together and practice for a day or two before you head out and tour New Zealand?
Yeah, well, actually, we've got a show with we're supporting Soaked Oats and Lee on the 25th.
Solid.
So we'll come up a couple of days before that and rehearse and then play that show, and then we're back the next weekend for our Auckland show, which is the first of our headline tour. So kind of lucky in a way to get to blow the steam off the week before.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you'll be in Auckland around the week of the 20th. Okay, sweet.
Yeah. Right,
good to know.
I'll
just keep that in the back of my mind. Now, the next song you've chosen.
Yeah.
Classic. Talking Heads.
Oh, Talking Heads, yeah. Pulled Up. People sort of said a lot that we were kind of Talking Heads-ish, and if I'm honest, I hadn't really been a massive Talking Heads fan. You know, I'd sort of picked up some of their songs by osmosis, but I sort of have recently gone back and delved through their stuff, and that album that this song's on, the Talking Heads 1977, was released. I don't know. I really liked the kind of the dryness of the sound, and some of that I think comes through in the production of the new single. There's kind of that sort of new wavy guitar kind of sound. And this song I think kind of is a nice expose of that style.
Sweet, let's hit it.
Yo. Simple thing, I think of They're so zany.
Yeah. Zany, aren't they? Zany.
That's the word for that, eh? Zany.
Zany.
So, Michael from Hearty Unclear, your Auckland show, what's the date of that show again?
30th of October.
Are you doing any summer festivals, that sort of activity?
Yes, we are. Not till early next year. But yes, that we do have one in Auckland, and one in Wellington area, and yeah. So early next year we will. I'm probably able to announce details of that at a later date.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Now you've selected some parquet courts.
Oh yeah. Yes. So I think I chose Wide Awake, didn't I?
Correct.
So when me and Theo were in Paris, we were able to attend a parquet court show at a venue called Alice Saint Montmartre, and it was just mind blowing. And it was the release tour for this album. And I'd been a fan of their of theirs beforehand, so to see them there was pretty incredible experience. So I guess it has fed into the way that I'm writing songs. I think, you know, they're a kind of a beneficiary of Talking Heads in a way.
Interesting, eh? I feel like they have a lot of angles and can kind of go in a few different directions, parquet courts.
Can't they pivot, eh? Like My Dear Ramona, you know, there's songs that are like tender, and then there's these jagged things, and yeah, they've got a lot of avenues, don't they?
Correct. It's well put. Did they play Laneway? I feel like
they did 2 years ago.
There was a lot of buzzy stuff with the trumpet.
Yep.
Yeah. I think live it can get quite punk, you know.
Yeah, it was. And you know, like I think if I remember correctly, at the time that I saw them, like Wide Awake, one of them was just playing a whistle the whole time.
Yeah, there's a whistle.
like a football whistle.
Yeah. That's what you're thinking of. You're thinking of the whistle.
Something really obnoxious. I was like, you guys are keen.
Yeah, you're right. The whistle. We were broadcasting from the BFM bus at the time, so Big Hungry and I were. I think the aircon had broken down at the time that they were playing. It was like mid afternoon.
There was a little bit fever pitch about them as well. I was like waiting for them to play a little bit, you know, kind of. It's good.
They were bloody good. They were bloody good from the bus.
Bleeding bloody good.
Now, shall we play this parquet courts?
Oh, I got you there.
We'll play this parquet courts and then we'll come back and say our farewells and then play one of yours, eh?
Let's. Red. I'm parquet courts. I'm never really 100% sure how to say that. That felt the best.
Michael from Half the Unclear.
Oh, did you want me to do that one?
Yeah, I did.
Sorry about that.
Now, we've queued up a song of yours called Wallace Line.
Oh, yes.
Will that be appearing on the new EP?
What else have we got that we're not allowed, by the way? That's what I want to have a look.
Well, I mean, don't know. It's... You're probably allowed.
Oh, we've got a few here. We've got basically a whole album. We could just drop it, chuck it on the BFM Bandcamp. And
Yeah, do that.
Just helping out. BFM just helping out.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, actually, I like the Cosmonaut one. It's a good one. What are you going to play?
That's great. Wallace that is Line. A great song.
Wallace Line's a bit more the band vibe.
Now, off air, you were talking about the leaders debate. Does Half the Unclear have a sort of political stance, or
how political is Half the Unclear, and does it work its way into your songwriting much?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. What does that mean?
Like, you're a conscious fella. Political. I mean, we know that much. You know what I mean?
I hope
seem like
so.
A deep thinker.
Yeah, I'll consider the the options before I vote. I am very passionate about you know, inequality and you know, I study.
Oh, we just dropped out on clean feed. Critical,
wait, what do you study? Go back to sorry, Michael, are you there? Oh shit. Dunedin is far away. Oh, hey, man. Sorry, we just dropped out have you got me? Hi.
All good.
Hello. Hey, you just dropped out when you were talking about what you studied specifically.
Right. So I'm currently doing my master's in health psychology, and a lot of that's a lot of that's critical health psychology.
Right.
Which is an avenue I'm really I really enjoy and I'm really interested in. So a lot of that has sort of given me a framework for thinking about social justice and different philosophies. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely something I think about a lot.
Interesting. Okay.
Mm.
Do you see the referendum on cannabis legalization as a social justice issue?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A health issue and a social justice issue. Mm. There's no fiber of me that's going to vote no at this point. I don't want to speak for everybody, but yeah, that's my position. Mm. I think basically what Chloe Swarbrick is saying is essentially what I believe as well. It's like I don't think anyone else is saying it more clearly or better than she is.
Mm. She's brilliant. Yeah,
something for everyone to seriously consider. And she's kind of packaged it all up. So if you do some digging, she'll be able to steer you in the right direction of what you should be looking at information-wise.
She's great. She's taken she's sort of taken it upon her to really embrace this moment for the right reasons, you know.
Yeah, she's doing a huge job. It's like I don't know. It's just no one else is saying it the way she is, and so I'm very appreciative of.
Yeah, she's extremely articulate, isn't she?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, shall we wrap things up there? We got political.
Are you taking my photo right now? You're holding your phone up at me.
I'm looking at my phone, going, I've got the show date here for your Strangers single release tour in Auckland at Whammy Bar on Friday, the 30th of October. Kicks off at 9 p.m.
Tickets from Under the Radar.
Okay.
Yo. Right on, Michael. Thanks so much for taking the time, man. And we'll obviously be there when How the Unclear is playing.
Awesome. Thanks, Johnny and Big Hungry. Always a pleasure having a chat with you guys. Thank you.
Nice.
Kia ora, mate. Say hi to the rest of the band for us, won't you?
Kia ora. We'll do.
Here's Wallace Line, boys.
Million years like 50 million years. Because we change so much of space and time out. With all the water between you and I out. So just leave me behind. Cause oil never made can cross the world. Let's fly. Maybe you'll start wearing a pouch and I'll wear stripes. Ah, whatever it is our conditions imply. Ah, so just leave me behind. Cause
that was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.